Some updates on recent Pant arrests. Fentanyl dealer arrested. Over the past several months, Partners Against Narcotics Trafficking detectives received information identifying 53-year-old Prescott Valley resident Todd Bearden as a dealer of fentanyl pills and powder in Yavapai County. Bearden was known to purchase fentanyl-laced narcotics in Mesa on a regular basis for resale in Yavapai County. So based on this information, detectives learned Bearden drove a gray 2001 Toyota Tundra, and he used his vehicle to make his fentanyl pickup in the valley. Pant detectives continued their investigation, and eventually Bearden was stopped by YCSO canine deputies on December 10th along Highway 69 in Humboldt, and that was due to several traffic violations. The deputy deployed his YCSO canine partner and received a positive alert during an exterior sniff of the vehicle, indicating an illicit drug or narcotic odor. During the subsequent search to locate the source of the odor, detectives found 13 blue pills marked M30 and 11 other pills which indicated 15 milligrams of oxycodone. A test of the blue pills was positive for fentanyl, and they were duplicates in physical makeup of fentanyl-laced pills recovered in recent investigations. During follow-up, Bearden admitted traveling to Mesa the last several months to purchase pills, sometimes up to 100 pills at a time, along with narcotic powder. Bearden claimed he did not know the blue pills contained fentanyl. He was booked into the Camp Verde Detention Center on charges including transportation, sales of a narcotic drug, and possession of a narcotic drug for sale, and he remains in custody on a $15,000 bond. In the next case, arrest involves fentanyl possession. On December 3rd, around 9 p.m., a YCSO canine was deployed on a silver Infiniti vehicle driven by 35-year-old Christopher Robertson from Prescott during a traffic stop on State Route 69 at Main Street in Dewey. Following an alert by the canine, deputies located four blue pills marked M30 and a 9mm handgun. The pills later tested positive for fentanyl and were again recognized as the mimic pills seen in the area known to contain fentanyl. Some background on this, detectives had received information in recent weeks that Robertson was possibly involved in the transportation and sale of meth and fentanyl in the Prescott area. Further research found that YCSO deputies and paramedics from Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority had been at his Prescott home in October regarding an overdose involving his wife. A gram of meth was also found at the time. Robertson's infant child was on scene, and as a result of the investigation, the Department of Child Safety was notified. As this investigation continued, detectives determined apparent ongoing drug use involving the couple, leading to the likelihood Robinson was transporting fentanyl to Prescott from Phoenix. After locating the suspect vehicle in the Dewey area, it was stopped for a moving violation and the canine deployed. Since the arrest, Robinson has been released following his conviction resulting in an 8-day county jail sentence regarding a weapons offense and possession of a controlled substance. In the last arrest involving Pant detectives, on December 8th, around 7:30 p.m., 32-year-old Kara Lynn Law from Prescott was contacted as the driver during a traffic stop on State Route 69 in Prescott Valley for moving violations, and she was driving a silver 2018 Ford Mustang at the time. Some background, Pant received information in recent weeks regarding meth sales in the area involving this suspect. On December 8th, her vehicle was located and stopped by YCSO canine deputies. And during the contact, Law opened the glove box and deputies recognized what they believe was a large quantity of meth. The package was removed and in fact contained 13 ounces of meth. It was later learned Law had purchased a pound of meth and already sold 3 ounces prior to the traffic stop. Following booking, deputies located 2 grams of meth Law tried to conceal in the back of a sheriff's patrol vehicle. Deputies also discovered a paper trail and cell phone texts showing evidence of meth sales, and Law eventually admitted to extensive meth sales in the area. She was booked into the Camp Verde Detention Center on charges including possession and transportation of meth for sales, and she does remain in custody, her bond set at $25,000.